So, Shavuot Tammuz, Tuesday the 11th of July, Rabbi Avraham Ehrentroy, The Light in the Darkness.
Today is a very special shiur. I hope that this is going to be the last time that Start the Way, the Torah Way, is going to have a shiur on Shavuos of the Tammuz. We said today in Slichas, Soyim Arevi, Soyim Achamishi, Yiyu L'Sosun U'L'Simcha. The Tanis of Shavuos of the Tammuz and of Tisha B'Av, we hope Mitzvah Shem, Tov Shin Ayin Ches, will be a Yom Tov. So the Chasam Sofer asks, he doesn't understand. Five Unglicken happened to Klal Yisrael today. And because of this, we are fasting, Gans Klal Yisrael comes together and we fast today. I understand Ben David will come, will be Zoycha to Mashiach, we won't need to fast anymore. Oh, but what's the reason that it becomes a Yom Tov? A Yom Tov we celebrate Zaman Cheiruseinu, Zaman Matan Toyoseinu, Zaman Simchoseinu, the Nisim of Anani HaKovod, of Kabbalah Satoira, of Yisias Mitzrayim. I understand it's a Yom Tov. For what reason will Shavuos of the Tammuz become a Yom Tov? It can become Ois Tanis, but why does it become a Yom Tov? That's what the Chasam Sofer asks. I would like to say, in Pesach Shteit, is a Pesach in Baal Yisrael. Uv'yoyim simchaschem, uv'moyadeichem, uv'yoyim simchaschem, o yor shabosim, uv'moyadeichem, an yor yomim toivim, uv'rosh eichot sheichem, an yor yom, an rosh chodesh. What will you do? Uskatem b'chasoytzeres, aloy leseichem, al zivchei shalmeichem. When Kabbalists are brought in Beis HaMikdosh, Shabbos, Yom Tov, and Rosh Chodesh, you blow with a shofar. The pasuk says, "V'chisavoyu b'milchoma ba'artzachen." If there will be a milchoma in Eretz Yisrael, what do you do? V'aroisem b'chasoytzlus, and you blow chasoytzlus. It's a very interesting thing. The same chasoytzlus that are blown on a Yom Tov, on Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, the same thing I do when there's a milchoma. Usually we're used to thinking the time of a simcha is a simcha. There's time which is not a simcha, which is a esora. There's a milchoma, there's a war. When Klal Yisrael is in a sakona, then you wouldn't use different ways how to be mispalled to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam than on a Yom Tov. How is it the same chasoitzes that are used, Shabbos and Yom Tovim, are used when it's a sora and there's a milchoma? The answer is, the idea of a chasoitzes is to bring a person closer to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. What's the idea of a Shabbos, a Yom Tov, Rosh Chodesh? All these times are times, how would we look if we wouldn't have a Shabbos at the end of the week? Shabbos, we relax on the Sheish Yisimei HaMaisa. Shabbos, you come to a Shabbos table. How much we talk about the Parsha, Sipurei Sadikim, Meflanstein and children about Midas Toivis, Yerushalayim. What Shabbos gives us? What would we look like without a Yid Pesach, without a Seidenacht? Klal Yisrael, a Shabbos and a Yom Tov brings us closer to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. When it comes Le'aleinu Eisora, comes a milchoma, what's the Rabbeinu Shel Olam want? The Rabbeinu Shel Olam will save us from the milchomas. Why did he send us a milchoma? A esora lo'eleinu is sent to bring a person closer to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. A person should realize, you know, a person is used to habit, you go yoimi yoimi. Sometimes a person can forget how close you should get to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. A Shabbos and a Yom Tov and a esa milchoma is to bring a person closer to the Baal Shem. The Chasoitzlis, this is the Shofar, which is Horiyu Lifnei HaMelech Hashem, brings a person closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Oy Bazoi, you can use the same Shofar Yom Tov and the same Shofar Ba'as times of Melchoma. Shiva also with Thomas in the day. All Yom and Tovim brought us closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. You see, it's Mitzrayim, Kabbalah Satoira, Danane HaKovid, brought us all closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Today's day brings us also closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. A person fasts and he thinks over what we're missing, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, then this day alone brings us closer. A day that we become closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Lo'eleinu, because of Etanis, because of the Unglichen that happened today, is going to be L'Sosol and L'Simcha. It'll always be a day we're going to get closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. In Golus with Etanis, Amitz Hashem Mashiach will come, it'll be L'Sosol and L'Simcha with Yom Tovim. Yes. Iba Yom Mitz Hashem, today we'll daven and we'll say Hallel and we'll eat Gewaldige Sudas and we'll be afraid with this day that today Yezeh Yom Osa Hashem Nogilo Venismu Chavoy that we've come closer to the Rabbi Nishlein. My foreigner today said I'm going to talk about light in the darkness. I think what I would like to give a message here today is Shiva of Thomas always falls Parshas Pinchas. I don't know if Matamol Mespoinen Yerein, if Matamol Arayn declared this Pinchas. What happened here with Pinchas? Now, we are standing now at the end of the 40 years. The end of the 40 years, Aaron HaKohen is not alive anymore, and Yidden already prepared to go into Eretz Yisrael. Comes here a Maisa with Pinchas, and he kills Zimri, and the Rabbi Yishim gave him a schav, or he said, Loi lezare acharov briskunus oilam. Have we ever stopped to think? 40 years, which I must say, these 40 years were in a gvisa vague, they were the best years that Klal Yisrael had. You had no daigis apanosa, you didn't need to worry about food, you didn't need to worry about clothes, you didn't need to worry where you're traveling. I want to. And you'll ask somebody, where are you going some holidays? You know, a trip, you've got to go there and back. Where are you going to be, Sukkos? You've got plans. In Midbar, 40 years, there's no plans. Api Hashem Yachno, Api Hashem Yisoul. There was a man, a bear, and an air covered. There were 40 gewaldige years. Did we ever stop to think? Aaron HaKohen became a Kohen. He had two children, Elozavi, Soma, Kohenim. All Elozav Yisoma's children and grandchildren and great-grandchchildren were all Kohenim. And one Pinchas, he is the black sheep. He is no Kohen. That means his brothers, his nephews, even his children. They could all do avoid in the Mishkan. They could all bring korbanos. They could all eat korbanos. And one Pinchas, 40 years, was left out. Have we ever stopped to consider and think, what do you think were the feelings of Pinchas? A whole family, all busy with the Avodah, and he, Pinchas comes here, and he did a mice of Mesiris Nefesh. Oba Mesiris Nefesh. To go and kill a Nasi Yisrael. You know what you need to, even if the Aloch is like that, kind of the Branki, even if it's like that, but you know what? How much Mesiris Nefesh you've got to have? Be the Gemara zokt, 10 nisim geshein to Pinchas, b'shaz when he went to kill Zimri. So he saw nisim, and he was the Chmoyser Nefesh of the Rabbi Nishleilam, and what happened? What happened when he finished killing Zimri with such gewaldige Mesiris Nefesh? We would imagine if somebody does a mitzvah with Mesiris Nefesh mamish, he would give away his life to do this mitzvah. And because of what? Kiddush Shem Shemayim. So we would imagine what would happen afterwards. And what happened to Pinchas afterwards? The Lashon of Rashi is the first Rashi this week. And I want to touch the words that Rashi says. Rashi says, Lefi Shehoyu Hashvotim Mevazim Oysoi. Hari Yisim Ben Koiti Zeh. What do you mean Hashvotim Mevazim Oysoi? Shvotim means not one person, not 10, 100, 1,000, or 10,000. Ganze Shvotim. Ganze communities, but midrashim and killers, were going and they were vayfe Pinchas. Pinchas had sich moise nefesh going for the Rabbeinu Shloilam. He was zoicha to nisim. And what's his the reaction of Klal Yisrael after what he's done? Bizyoinus. And not bizyoinus from a small amount of Eden. Bizyoinus of the whole Klal Yisrael. Can you imagine today, Klal Yisrael will go against a person and they'll be mavazi him. And the Torah says, this was bizyoinus. Nobody had what to say. And the only way the Rabbeinu Shlomo must have had on them for these bizyoinus. And the Rabbeinu Shlomo had to write Ben Aaron. Friedrich zum Seufer. Become Pinchas these bizyoinus. After such an asinus nefesh. Why does he get these bizyoinus? The Torah is, in life, there are things we do not understand. And we can't understand. And believe me, let's better not understand them. It'll come the day, nach 100 and something, then we'll understand it. Pinchas, his life till today, was full of things we did not understand. The 40 years he was the one left out. After the killing of Zimri, Klal Yisrael goes against him with bizyoinus. And a boy said, I must tell you, to be mevazeh somebody, the bit Mesillas Yeshorim says, sa klima mami moves. A person should get ashamed. It's a terrible thing. He would prefer to die than to be mevuzeh by Klal Yisrael. And why? So the Chassam Sofer says, you know why? What's waiting for Pinchas? Pinchas is waiting for Voiseloi, Lazare, Acharov, Bris, Kunas, Oilam. In all the years of the second Beis HaMikdash, where, who were the Kohenim Gedolim from? All the Kohenim Gedolim were from Pinchas. Pinchas is alive till today. Yes. Sometimes a person has to go through a difficult time. A hest upon him. It's difficult. He doesn't understand. But the Rabbeinu Shloim is a Tovel Meitiv. He wants to give him something that he'll give nobody. And therefore he has to suffer a bit. Kedei to get this nitzchis, nitzchis, the gebroche that Pinchas got. To be alive today. Thousands of years he stayed alive. And nobody else. He was the one that Kohenim Gedolim came out of him. He was zoiche to bris kunas oilom. To deserve this wasn't enough now of the mice of Zimri. To deserve this, he needed some bizyoinus as well. He needed bizyoinus. He needed to be left out 40 years. And his Zayd Aaron never saw him being a Kohen. And that's why he got it. So the Chassam Sofer, there are times in life, a person goes through difficult times, and he thinks it's a hest upon him, but Rabbeisai, it isn't. I want to say over here today, a story from the Chofetz Chaim. A story that the Chofetz Chaim said over. I must tell you, the last time I was in London, I saw this story in a sefer. I've never heard this story before, that the Chofetz Chaim said over. And I must tell you, when I saw this story, I had feelings. My feeling were that leider, leider, I can't say over this story to my Zayda, the Manchester Shiva Zechvene Levrocha. He was a Talmud from the Chofetz Chaim. He was felt very, very close to the Chofetz Chaim. And it would have been a big chizik to hear this story. And I want to say over today this story. Chofetz Chaim said over like this. I'm not going to mention towns. I'm not going to mention people. Because the Chofetz Chaim did not mention towns. He didn't mention people. But this is a Maisa Shehoya. A story that happened. There was a town. A town. And in this town they lived 100, 200, 300 mishpachas. And in the town there was a Rav. And Mordechai Zeitlin, there weren't many Bottom with Roshan and many Rabbonim. This town had one Rav. And they had a mikveh. There was a mikveh in this town. Every Yiddish town has to have a mikveh. There was a mikveh. And there came somebody, nowadays also these people, who they come round to the towns and they want to start checking things. You check the Erev, you check the mikveh. So he came along to the Rav and he asked the Rav, can I go and check the mikveh? So this Rav didn't mind. Yes, you can go and check the mikveh. And the Rav went with him to check the mikveh. And they went to check the mikveh, and they saw, and he told him, the pipe in this mikveh makes the water in this mikveh mayim shuvim, and this mikveh is posel midaraisa. If you hold mayim shuvim is posel midaraisa, this mikveh is posel midaraisa. The Rav heard this, and he explained to the Rav why, and the Rav realized he's right, and the Rav became white. A mikveh being posel means, it means a lot more than we can imagine. I'm not talking about a mikveh's posel, let me drop in chai decreases. You're talking about children of pgumim that are born. I'm talking about all the geirim that toiled in this mikveh are not geirim. And if any of their children or grandchildren or great-grandchildren have chasvid on a get, or they're being eidei kedushin, so the kedushin is not kedushin, the getinish can get. While a goy is ein eidusam eidus, in the kedushinish, can you imagine what goes into a mikveh which was built 40 years? This mikveh is given, and it's coming somebody to say this mikveh is posel midaraisa. And the Rav of the town agrees. There's a problem. Can you imagine what goes into this mikveh? So the Rav first of all went to find out, when was this pipe built? Was it built 40 years ago when we built the mikveh? Or was it added on later? And he went to find out, and he heard a goy in the shtetl, outer goy, he built this pipe. And this was built when they built the mikveh. Now, this Rav took over the Rabbonus from his father. His father, Shengevena Eltzeliyid, was an old man. He wasn't living in this town anymore. He was living in a derfel. I think he was in an old age home. So this Rav decided he's going to go and visit his father in the old age home. He's going to go and ask him about this mikveh. He has to understand. A mikveh posel midaraisa. His father was Rav when this mikveh was built. What happened to him? So he went to his father. And his father's already an older person, and he didn't want to upset him. So he started asking, what's about the mikveh in the town? So his father says, about this mikveh, I don't want to talk. I don't want to talk about this mikveh. So his son got scared. He doesn't want to talk about what? I don't want to talk about this mikveh. So the son saw that there's something to hear here. So Egemuch of the Tata, he had to know. So first of all, he asked him, who built this pipe? Yeah. This pipe was built when we built the mikveh, and the goy from the shtetl, alter goy, he built the pipe. Yeah, this is true. So then he said, why are you so upset about this mikveh? So he saw that he has it. So I said, I'll tell you. So Chofetz Chaim Zof Divur. This story, I believe, everyone here today should remember this story for life. This is a gewaldige message that the Chofetz Chaim gave over, the story of this mikveh. So the father, the Altiid, he told him like this. I came to this town, I became Rav. I was a young Rav. I came full of spirit, and I wanted to bring in life into the killer here. Oh, but you know what? We don't understand it. They didn't understand, no changes, nothing different. It's going great Samaratsin somewhere. We can't understand it today. And I came with an initiative. I want to build a mikveh here. And the Balabatim and my killer went against me. Who needs a mikveh? We don't need it. I don't know what happened with their life. Oh, but that's what they said. We don't need a mikveh. And the Rav said, why do we need a mikveh? I'm going to build a mikveh. I'll make the money for the mikveh. I'll make the money. So he told his son, I went around from door to door, and I went to make money to build this mikveh. And then when I had all the money that was necessary to build the mikveh, I built the mikveh, and the mikveh is finished. And this shtetl, it rains, I'm in Mancunian, it rains like in Manchester. It doesn't go through a week that it doesn't rain. It's always raining. And this town was such a town, it was always raining there. So I knew I've got the mikveh, so I need now mayim shuvim, 40 saw mayim shuvim. No problem, it'll start raining, I'll get to have water. Believe me, Zadok gegangen, a day, a week, no rain. Now, my balabatim, I came to shul, so they used to, they didn't realize I was listening, and they said, yeah, Rav, a mikveh, you see, no rain, When's the last time a week went by and there's no rain in this place? Rabbeinu Shem Davdai Mikveh. No mikveh, no rain. This happened another week and another week. This is Adoch Yang 3 weeks. There was no rain. And the Balabatim started laughing at me in front of me. They came over to me, mikveh, and they made fun of me. And I felt so mevuzeh in town, I stopped going to shul during the week. I couldn't face the bizyoinus that the Balabatim were mevazeh me, there's no rain. And what did I do myself? Ich bin gestanden in the heim, and I started fasting Monday, Thursday, Friday. I fasted Hanesim. Ich was ich ausgewehen to the Rabbeinu Shloilom. Rabbeinu Shloilom, help me! Send rain! Asay lechvoidcho! I'm not building a mikveh lechvoidi, lechvoid beis abba. I'm building a mikveh lechvoidcho! For you, Rabbeinu Shloilom! Send rain! No rain. Ich hab ausgesagt Tillim. Ich hab sich ausgewehen. Tränen hab ich gegossen. No rain. Rabbeisai, 7 weeks went through and there's no rain. It was a terrible thing for me. I couldn't face the people in town. I didn't go out of my house. Shabbos, I didn't come to shul anymore. I was mamish and my vuzeh in town. What happened? So a chav of mine came to me and he told me, I can see you've got big problems here. There's no rain. I'll give you an eitzah. You can make a mikveh with snow. You can make a mikveh with ice. So asach poskim hold that when you have snow, you're allowed to put it in a keli. There's no psul maim shuvim with shelek. And with ice, if you ice water, there's no psul of maim shuvim. I'm giving you an eitzah. Take ice, take snow, and make with this a mikveh. And then you've got a mikveh. So that's what I did. I took snow and I took ice and I put it into the mikveh. Tuesday morning, I put the snow and the ice in the mikveh. Believe it or not, Tuesday afternoon it started raining. Oi, the town went and they told me, you see, the boy Hashem davdai mikveh. After you've brought your ice and your snow, the boy Hashem sends rain. The boy Hashem davdai mikveh. That's what they told me. I'll tell you the truth, Taira Zoom. I never got back my kovod in town. So when you were of age that you could take over the rabbonis, I gave you over the rabbonis and left the town. This Rav said this mikveh broke me. Zok the Heilige Chofetz Chaim. Can you imagine? This mikveh, he never changed the water of this mikveh. That means, that's how they do it a lot of times today. Once you have a mikveh, so you always leave maim shuvim in the mikveh, and then you change the rest of the water, so the mikveh stays tall. So kum tochoy zol Chofetz Chaim gezokt. Can you imagine? He davened and he fasted Tanesin. He wants rain. What would have happened if it would have rained? So he would have thought, Rabbeinu Shloim, Shkoyach, you sent rain. The biggest catastrophe for this Rav would have been if it would have rained. If it would have rained, the mikveh would have been possum with the reise. The was wolten getoibelt in this mikveh, seine wolten geblieben, wolten gewin chaybe krisis, wolten gegeinen, ken gegeinen nicht gewin. Wolten gewin a catastrophe for Klal Yisrael and for this Rav. The Rabbeinu Shloim did within the biggest chesed he could. And he didn't send rain. He thought not having rain is a midas adin. Nishno, it's not a midas adin. It's rain, rachamim. The Rabbeinu Shloim did within the biggest toiva. He answered his tanesim with his twillers by not sending rain. And that's why this mikveh till today is kosher with the reisa, kosher with the rabbonim. Yeah, anybody who toivels in this mikveh becomes Torah. A tomei becomes Torah, a goy becomes a yid. It's a good mikveh. Al Chofetz Chaim gezocht. So many times in life, we daven, and we fast, and we do things, and we think we know what's good for us, and we ask the Rabbeinu Shem to help us. The Rabbeinu Shem knows the emes what's good for us. We can sometimes, when a person feels what we call a hest upon him, it's remember the mikveh. The mikveh, the biggest catastrophe for this Rav would have been, it would have rained. And the biggest chesed the Rabbeinu Shem did with him, it didn't rain. Pinchas, 40 years wasn't a kohen. It was worth it for him. Because now he's becoming a kohen gadol, lezar, loy lezar achrov, bris kunes oilom. it was worth paying the bizyoinus, because later he's going to have this bris kunas oilam. Let's all of us remember the Gemara, the Vakantar Gemara. The Gemara says, I'll tell you, if somebody would miss a plane, you miss a plane, and an hour later you'll hear there was a bomb on the plane, and the plane is a chorin lebrocha. We would all thank the Rabbi Hashem I missed the plane. I think all of us. We've got to thank the Rabbi Hashem even when you miss a plane, you don't hear later there was a bomb. The Rabbi Hashem realizes that for you, this flight wasn't for you. Why? The Rabbi Hashem knows what's good for us. We can't always understand what's good for us. But the Rabbi Hashem knows what's good for us. It was good for us to miss this flight. Anything that happens to us in life, little things and big things, you make a telephone to somebody and he doesn't pick up. He doesn't call you back. So a person gets upset through this. Don't get upset. It wasn't, the Rabbi Hashem didn't feel it was good for you to talk to this person at this moment. Sometimes you realize it was good I didn't speak to this person. Sometimes in Shidduchim this happens. There's so many things in life. You know, you work on a Shidduch and you think this Shidduch is a gewaldige Shidduch, and comes somebody and he disturbs the Shidduch, and you always have such a grudge against this person. Because of him this Shidduch didn't happen. No! I'm not giving right to these people. But you should know whatever happens in life is for your Toiva. The Rabbi Hashem felt this wasn't a Shidduch for you. Thus is light, and there's no darkness. I disagree with my foreigner. There's no darkness. There's only light. Whatever the Rabbi Hashem does to us is light. Chanun v'rachum Hashem. Toiv Hashem l'koil. V'rachmav al kol ma'asov. We are part of the ma'asov of the Rabbi Hashem. V'rachmav al kol ma'asov. I'll tell you over a wonderful story. The Ramban brings down this story in Shah Gemul. So the Ramban, he had a Talmud of 19 years old. And this Talmud was ill and a gezen that he's not going to make it. So the Ramban told him, when you'll be nifter, you'll come to Yenevelt. And he told him where to go, to which oilam he should go. And he should ask on the name of the Ramban. Why was the Rabbi Hashem Goyzer such a gazadin on Klal Yisrael that he took away this Talmud so young? He had so much potential. He could have become a Rishon. He could have, today we would have had his Svarim. Why was he Goyzer such a gazadin? And he told the Talmud, and come back in Cholim and tell me the Tshuva. He was Nifter and he came back to the Ramban and he told him over what happened. I came to this Oilam, he gave me a gewaldig address. A gewaldige oilam. I came there and I saw it was a bizoyin to ask Hashem the Ramban such a kasha. It was so posh to why the Rabbi Hashem was going to this gazadin. It would have been a bizoyin Hashem the Ramban to fregna za kasha. So the Ramban said, we said yesterday in the yoyim, deminu elekim. Something we imagine is elekim is midas adin. Obviously, it's chazdecho bekeravechalecho. Bekeravechalecho is chesed. Avada, our tefillah to the Rabbi Nishlolim is, Hareinu Hashem Chazdecho. Avada, we want the Rabbi Nishlolim should only do good for us. For the future, only good. The Rabbi Nishlolim should have Rachmanus on Klal Yisrael. I'm talking about the Ova, of anything that's happened to anybody. And we've all got to remember, the biggest chesed the person can get to is what the Rabbi Nishlolim does with him. Let me just finish with the Gemara, I won't go over time. I'll just finish with the Gemara. Rabbi Akiva and his Chaverim, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Lezer, they saw a fox going out of Koybeis Kotcher Kedoshim, and they started crying. A fox is going out of the place where the Kohen Gadol is Arayin Lifnai Lifnim. Can you imagine such a chil Shem Shemayim? And they started crying. And Rabbi Akiva was laughing. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? You see a fox going out of the Kotcher Kedoshim and you start laughing. So Rabbi Akiva says, yeah. They're crying, he's laughing. Why? Because if you see in the Nevuah of Shulim Holchubo, so then I already see the Kiyum HaNevuah, Oid Yeshu Zekeinim, Zekeinim Yerushalayim. In the most shwera and difficult to masovim that a person or the Klal Yisrael go through, so Rabbi Akiva looked with a positive. He saw the Gula, he saw Ben David, he saw the Yeshu Zekeinim, Zekeinim Yerushalayim. we should all be zoiche ben ureinu v'skeneinu to see the sofen ole simcha v'soymer vi v'zon es habich v'erendem heyro v'yameinu v'yiz v'shir sepinu. Amen.